This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we'll get into some more political healing this hour in just a little bit, as well as Jeffrey Jackson scheduled, you know, out in California. If we're going to stand with our brothers and sisters there, they are about to go under total medical tyranny July 1, where no longer personal exemptions or religious exemptions to vaccination if they want to send their kids to public or private schools, in fact. And we'll talk about the Santa Barbara Health Department overreach, Public Health Works overreach regarding these medical exemptions, wanting to target licensed doctors as to whether they're legitimately giving these exemptions. Interesting stuff. Also, maybe if we get Paul Bertier on, he's traveling as well. There's a story about alkaline water. We always like to get to the bottom of what's real, what's fiction about that, related to heartburn in this case, if we can. And Obama versus Hillary? No, that was 8 years ago. But some stuff from then is coming back to haunt Hillary.
It wasn't 80 years ago.
It wasn't 80 years ago? I thought it was 8 years ago.
8 years. You said 80.
I did not say 80.
Yes, you did.
By the way, I just, you know what, I'm a bit distracted because of this this slaughter in this Orlando gay bar. Now they're saying this guy that did it supposedly called 911 and said he dedicated his life to ISIS prior to him going into this club.
What?
Yeah, really? I know. It's getting, yeah, no, this is what's coming across the wires here. I don't know what's real, what's not real, but again, you know, what is the response going to be? This is interesting because this is not, you know, in some cases we talk about certain groups want to pigeonhole certain groups of people. Including, you know what, I'm gonna hold off on that. There's just too much going on right now. We covered our, you know, just initial perspectives about that. But if there's more things that we'll be covering in the next day, I still ask, was he on any medication? Still want to know that. But for now, the Obama endorsement of Hillary, the most incredible endorsement you've ever heard from a guy who's supposedly the smartest guy in the room. The Obama illusion, if you will. And he says Obama says to about Hillary, she's like the most qualified ever. There's never been anybody so qualified to be president. And I'm like, really? Could that even be a subtle exaggeration? Are you serious? Nobody's ever been so qualified as Hillary Clinton?
Listen, we're talking politics here. Now, who? What do you think the president's going to do? He has to endorse whoever's running for president.
Yeah, but you know,
right?
Just think about this though, Obama. You're just giving fodder to everybody because you're like, you could endorse her without saying something so ridiculous as there's never been someone so qualified. You see what I'm saying? It's one thing to say, okay, I endorse her for president. It's another thing to say a statement that's so laughably ludicrous. Why would he do that? Unless it's to telegraph, yeah, I know this is ridiculous, and I don't really like her. I'm just thinking, because you go back 80 years. No, I didn't just say 80. I said that on for 8 years, right?
Yep.
You go back 8 years. And when Obama was going up against Clinton, and remember some of those commercials back then, what he was saying about her?
I do. In fact, it's so funny because if you listen to these commercials, they almost could be a commercial for Donald Trump at this point.
I think he could save some money if he's into saving money on a commercial against Hillary Clinton. Let's go back to 2008 or 2007. before the election, you know, in the primaries of the Democratic side. What was Obama saying about Hillary Clinton? And listen for the end if he actually says, I approve this message.
It's what's wrong with politics today. Hillary Clinton will say anything to get elected. Now she's making false attacks on Barack Obama. The Washington Post says Clinton isn't telling the truth. She championed NAFTA, even though it has cost South Carolina thousands of jobs. And worst of all, it was Hillary Clinton who voted for George Bush's war in Iraq. Hillary Clinton, she'll say anything and change nothing. It's time to turn the page. Paid for by Obama for America.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Oh, oops. Yeah, that's a gut punch, isn't it?
Okay. And, you know, the funny thing is how do you explain that without exposing the political process for being the joke that it is? I said this about her then. She wasn't qualified then. She'll say anything to get elected then. She's lying about me then. Mm-hmm. She will say anything to get elected. She'll change nothing. But that was then. This is now. Now she's a different person because now, you know, okay, well, there's that Benghazi thing. But, you know, well, and yeah okay, so there's that email thing. But, you know, it's even worse now than it was then. So how do you endorse her unless you're just playing ball?
Yeah, and you look at the attacks on Trump. Oh, he says this, and then he says that. It's like, really, that what Trump is doing is that unique? Honestly, it's just that maybe it's a bit more coiffed and cultured when Obama says it, the way the reality TV star Trump says it. You know, oh, he makes it up this way, and he makes it up that way. Well, what has Obama just done? 8 years ago, you know, she voted for Bush's war. She'll say anything to get elected. Now, there's never been anyone so qualified. Perhaps, maybe, he's referring to her willingness to lie to get into the office, because isn't that what it's taken for many presidential candidates over the years to get elected? How well can I lie? How well can I deceive the public? That'll get me there. And Hillary takes it to a new level of, you know, I hesitate to call it an art form, but an ability to say whatever it takes to get there. And Obama acknowledged it, let it loose, and it's like in the era of we've got sound bites from everything. Is Trump used this yet?
Well, as a matter of fact, that is where I got it from. And this was a brilliant move on his part because it was, I believe, yesterday or the day before, he went on Twitter and he tweeted this out. And he said, you know, I don't agree with Obama very often, but on this one, I agree with him 100%. Brilliant move.
Well, okay, then. We got some more politicking going on. Speaking of politicking, is Hillary or is Trump more of a friend of the pharmaceutical industrial complex? There's an interesting article here on Fierce Pharma, and the links are up in the show notes, folks. You can go to robertscottbell.com 24/7. You can call us 24/7, leave a message when we're off the air, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Trump or Clinton, doesn't matter if you're Pfizer. Now, I don't know. I read this article, and it's not really all that convincing to me, especially when we back off and look at the money coming into candidates. And number one on the list of big pharma money coming into presidential candidates, it was not close. It was never close throughout the entire primary season, Republican or Democrat. Hillary Clinton, number one, supported by the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And I think Trump was down near the bottom. So I don't know how they come to this conclusion that it doesn't matter if you're Pfizer. What are their parameters?
Well, this is an interesting article because basically Pfizer has taken the standpoint that while they don't really see anything to worry about with Hillary, they're being very general about Trump. It's not that Trump has shown any support for the pharmaceutical industry, but he hasn't outright shown any issues outrightly with them. So they're not really at this point worried about either one of them. Now, listen, with Trump is a business guy. And so I think a lot of people would be under the impression that because he's a successful businessman, he's worried about, you know, businesses and the bottom line, that he may be favorable to the pharmaceutical industry because that's big business. Mm-hmm. But then again, we also have some of the things that he has said in the past about the vaccine issue. So right. it's kind of a mixed bag. I just don't know where he's going to go with that.
I would still say that of the existing candidates, if we talk about just Republicans and Democrats, and I know people get annoyed, we'll expand that to Gary Johnson eventually. But between those two, there's no contest in terms of who would initiate mandates to take drugs to participate in a drugged system. The mandates to participate, force participation in vaccination programs. There is not even a contest there. And there are many moms and dads out there now that this has become the single issue that guides them in the election year, and that's why they're in favor of Trump. Because Trump has acknowledged vaccine dangers, vaccine risk, and vaccine injury and damage to children, because he knows it firsthand from people that have worked very closely with him in his business enterprises. And so on that level, I can't see that Pfizer would be real happy with Trump as president. He might even, be in favor, I wouldn't be surprised, of repealing the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, which took the liability away from vaccine manufacturers completely, so that you have to sue the federal government to get tax money from the U.S. taxpayer to compensate you for injury or death associated with vaccines given to your children on the recommended CDC schedule, which, by the way, the CDC is, if you don't know already, a corrupt organization that is duplicitous in its claim that it's here to, protect the children, help you to navigate the dangerous diseases of the world, yet suppress their own scientific discoveries as it relates to, specifically in this case, the MMR vaccine and causation links to autism and other neurological disorders. So in that regard, if you weigh it that way, Trump's your candidate hands down. I'm not making an endorsement here. Gary Johnson's an interesting guy. He is a governor of New Mexico. We've had him on the program before. He's an athlete. He's into eating healthy. He utilizes cannabis to manage pain. He had a painful injury from one of his endeavors. But there's a lot to talk about here, obviously, in the political healing realm. But for our bottom line, who's the candidate for liberty? I'm not sure that we have one totally. Even the libertarian candidate has some shortcomings, but the idea here is to make government as small as possible and allow the maximum amount of freedom and health freedom in particular here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The fact that we know how to reverse cancer, prevent cancer, reverse vaccine disease, stand against mandatory vaccines. In fact, I'd stand against, at the way it's conducted now, vaccines, ban them. There's no evidence of safety or efficacy. It's all correlation, right? They always like to say that about us, the claims that there's no disease because of vaccination. By the way, it's correlation, not double-blind, placebo-controlled studies. Anyway, folks, we got a lot more broadcast healing. We'll either talk water or banning meatless Mondays for the military next. Then Jeffrey Jackson comes up. More on SB 277.
Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The place for health, freedom, healing, liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Thank you for being here. What are we going to do? We got meatless Mondays. Who started this concept of a meatless Monday? Where did that come from, Superdome?
You know, that's been around for a long time. I don't know where that originated from. I mean, it almost sounds like vegan terrorism. Maybe I shouldn't use that word today.
But, right, no, it's insensitive. But
too soon. But, yeah, I don't know. Meatless Monday. I like meat on every day, personally. But.
Yeah, I know. You're a carnivore. The question is, if you had to kill your own, right, would you be? I've said this many times. Because it just appears magically in the grocery store. But if people had to slaughter their own animals, how many would still be a carnivores?
You know what? I would fall into that category. I don't want to kill it. I just want to eat it.
Right. So, interesting. A senator wants to ban Meatless Mondays for the military. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst introduced, and we were just talking to Joni, but this is a different Joni from Iowa. Legislation this week to prohibit U.S. Armed Forces facilities from establishing Meatless Monday. I mean, what's the big deal? One day you can't handle meat without one day?
Well, you know, the logic behind this is they want to make sure that the soldiers are getting enough meat, i.e. protein, the strenuous physical activity that they're doing.
I think one day out of the week to not have meat is not going to kill anybody. Even those that quote unquote need it because of their bio individuality can do a day without it. Maybe I'm being overly generous to the vegetarians that are on it.
Well, apparently, Joni Ernst, this is serious, and this is a proposal that was amended to the National Defense Authorization Act.
Oh, a National Defense NDAA again?
Yes.
All right. Oh, Well, okay, Jeffrey's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. But you look at this concept. I mean, people are just so out of their mind about this thing. That's why it's fun to talk with Liam Sheff about the veganism, vegetarianism versus meat. And it's like there's an obsession on so many sides of it. Who's got a balanced perspective to say, you know what? And my perspective as a quote-unquote healer is pragmatic. You know, you find out what works for you. But I'm thinking that there's a lot of times that people have a religious fervor, a dogma about this, that it's just not, you can't discuss it.
And what I never knew that in the military they had meatless Mondays. I thought this was more of like a thing for like the office workers. Hey, we're celebrating meatless Monday today. We're going to go to the vegan restaurant around the corner. Right. But apparently this is something they're doing in the military. And I would have to agree with mm-hmm. the congresswoman. Mm-hmm. In the fact that she's saying that the men and women in uniform ought to have the option sure. to consume the protein they need, including meat on a daily basis. I will go along with that.
Except for the fact, the quality of meat, how many of them are actually getting fed grass-fed meat, for instance, versus antibiotic hormone-infested? I mean, this is, again, the horrific assault of our government agencies. Yes, you want to feed the military? Well, first let's inject them with toxic poisons, and then let's feed them meat that has antibiotic resistance to it. And, of course, that's not where Joni Ernst is focusing at all. It's all about meat or not meat, right? Certainly, if you're serving in the military.
Meat or not to meat. That is the question.
Eat what you want. But, of course, we can't give them the good stuff. They could actually save some money by going vegetarian one day of the week if budget is an issue. Of course, I know it's not because the Federal Reserve can just print it and make it up thin air. It doesn't matter until it does, of course. And that's the kind of insanity we're dealing with at that level of the federal government. So Joni Ernst, again, upset about meatless Mondays in the military. I'm more upset about the toxic poisons that they're injecting into our military members and feeding them. How much of this is subsidized? How much glyphosate is in their diet? And you want a military to defend you, Joni Ernst? How about the real issue of mandatory vaccination? How about the fact that the CDC has covered up the link between MMR and autism? How about all the stories coming from every shot and impacting those children, those families, and those military men and women being injected with experimental medicaments that you wouldn't drink? That really, to me, is a much bigger issue on whether you have a meatless Monday in the military, Joni Ernst.
Sounds like a song, doesn't it?
Yeah, just another meatless Monday. Yeah, and you just keep injecting them, Joni. Don't even bring up the issue of terrorizing our troops and the children who might one day become our troops, because one in two of those boys, maybe more, in fact, they say like as much as 80% or more of them by the year 2032 will be autistic. Thanks to vaccine mandates. Thanks to glyphosate. Thanks to antibiotics. Thanks to Tylenol. All these things approved by the Fear and Death Administration and covered up by the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, FDA, CDC, for those of you who don't know, inside the Beltway. Jeffrey Jackson joining us next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
When I was 16 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com. Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
One of the things the Democratic majority in California did in passing Senate Bill 277, which would mandate vaccines without exemption except for medical. In other words, personal belief exemptions, religious, done, gone. If you wanted to send your kids to public and private school. One of the things they said, but don't worry, you'll still have medical exemptions. And it'll be okay because the doctors, they know what they're doing. No worries. You'll be okay. Turns out, at least according to one of the health departments, local health departments, this one in Santa Barbara, maybe they were lying about that too, as they're starting to target the doctors, requesting all the exemptions that are coming into the school system there so that they can review them and see if they're real, appropriate, fall in line with the provisions of SB 277. again, smacking of a form of medical fascism that would just extend even deeper the great offense that you should take to a bill that would eliminate religious freedom, like the one in California did as well. Joining us, he's written another article about it, independent journalist. He's terrific. Jeffrey Jackson from jeffreyjackson.com. He's allowed us graciously to reprint the article, Solutions to Santa Barbara Public Health Overreach, The People Activate. Jeffrey, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Don. Glad to be here.
You got it. Just trying to set the stage for your article and your perspective on this. Is if I didn't lay it out properly, just tweak it or go deeper.
Okay, yeah, that was perfect. The green light has been activated for the people. So it is time to move. And the health department fired the first shot, and they fired a big shot of overreach. And during the SB 277 deliberation, Senator Pan and Ben Allen promised up and down that your doctor will be the last say. We will respect their opinion in no uncertain terms. And here we are less than a month before the implementation of SB 277. And we have a letter, internal letter, that was leaked that comes out and says, oh, by the way, those exemptions that we said were okay that are on file for this school year, 2016-2017, they may not work anymore. We're going to go ahead and start a pilot program and weed through them and probably take some of them out. So no timeline. The letter concludes by saying, if you don't receive anything in the mail, just assume that your exemption is all right. But if you do, you're going to have to go ahead and get your child caught up on vaccines, which means a rush schedule, which is also very dangerous on top of the dangers of the vaccines. So we have an overreach, and this doesn't even go into the laws and violations this violates. We're talking informed consent violations, human research violations by the U.S. Health Department. This immunization pilot program is actually called a medical exemption pilot program that Santa Barbara Public Health Department has sprung up out of nowhere, essentially, is asking all the principals, school superintendents, and child care center directors to fax all the exemptions to this pilot program less than a month before SB 277 starts. Now, I'm no bureaucrat, but it seems like the person power and the busy work that's going to take will take a long time, especially when people are running on skeleton staffs right now because it's summertime. I don't see how this program can get any legs behind it.
What about is there any outrage yet from the Democratic Party as they've been introduced to the concept of fraud at CDC, or just the idea that violating religious freedom, much less personal beliefs, is not a Democratic ideal?
Well, there's been no outrage anywhere because this, like I was saying, it was an internal letter that was leaked. So again, the outrage is at the grassroots level, and the parents are pushing back. And I was so excited to see that 2 days after this letter was published on Facebook and social media and Twitter, parents were at the school board meeting in Santa Barbara pushing the issue with very, very relevant arguments and asking these school board members to basically stop it in no uncertain terms. Reverse this. Do not comply with this letter. So we have the law of SB 277, and then we have each school district, unified school district, that is going to implement their own rules. So Santa Barbara, like I was saying, if fired that first shot, is going way overboard with this. And if this can be pushed back, which it's looking like the momentum is going to at least slow it down a little bit, or if not, stop it outright, this is going to be a big victory because each school district is going to have their own flavor of how this is going to be implemented. And, the school board members and the directors, these are people in our community. So these are people we can reach. We don't need running shoes to chase them down hallways. These are our neighbors. These are people at school board meetings right down the road. So I urge anybody in California, start making contact with your school board officials, your superintendents, get to know them because this is where the battle is going to be.
Was there any threat of mass withdrawal of kids in the school district, because that'll obviously hit them in the pocketbook, funding dependent upon her participation. I've heard people over the course of the last months when this SB 277 started getting more serious that they are preparing and some are leaving California because of this issue.
Yeah, there's nothing. It hasn't been anything public, and I don't blame parents for wanting to not go public about that, because we still have the very real threat of Child Protective Services being called CPS. In fact, Orange County School Board, I reported on this about 6 months ago, in an internal memo they had, they recommended that non-compliers, people that have vaccine exemptions, I'm sorry, don't have vaccine exemptions on file but don't want to have their kids vaccinated and still want to bring them to school, they suggested that the court will deal with this, possible court orders, possible CPS visits. So that's how Orange County dealt with it, or may deal with it. That was a potential. So a lot of parents are forming kind of, I guess, underground networks here, and I think they're going to, when the school year starts, you're going to see a lot of activity popping up of massive groups of people either withdrawing their kids from school or protests. I'm not sure how it's going to look, but we're headed for a showdown. Mm-hmm. And this overreach is just going to accelerate it from Santa Barbara.
Yeah, I've been hearing through the Vax the Movie crew that they're talking about July 1, which is the date, I think, where it fully implements. You got to have your exemptions in or else the kids won't be allowed into school. That there might be some kind of mass protest, or is that the day where they're encouraging everybody to visit their Congress critters who are visiting from D.C. back into the home districts and bring your vaccine-injured children so that they can witness firsthand what's happening in their districts on this issue?
Yes, yes, and great point on that. In fact, in my article, I laid out some solutions, and I didn't add to talk to your representatives at this point because they're on break, they're on recess, and their minds are not, their minds and their agendas and activity is not going to be focused on this right now. So right now it's time to make contact with those school boards. You still have open meetings. If you go to your local school board, you can see the dates that the public comment can happen and live stream it. Vax your public school boards. Live stream everything you do. Put it online. It's going to give other parents hope. July 1st is when SB 277 starts, but unfortunately, this past January was the last day to get your exemption in for the school year coming up. So whatever is happening is going to happen now. If you're not on file, you're not going to be on file. And yeah, Unfortunately, the ones on file, it looks like they might not be on file either, according to Santa Barbara. So we have a lot of doublespeak going on, and it's really just a bait and switch. It's the grand takeaway. And like a lot of people in the movement are saying, it's not going to stop with the kids. So we have to stand and fight here. And you know, I ask all the parents, don't be fearful. Stand in your power. We have the numbers. We do. A lot of the numbers aren't speaking up right now because they don't want to. But at some point, we're going to see the numbers. We're seeing it with Vax. There's a great number of people ready for this battle. So I have hope personally.
Yeah, this is quite extraordinary this time, and it takes this kind of push for the pushback to happen, because I think by and large Americans just would rather be left alone. Yet when they are confronted with the threat of loss of their children, and that could be literally by CPS coming to take them away, or through the medical assault that it turns out vaccination is, now it's suddenly the mama bears and hopefully the daddy bears are waking up to go, that's too far. And it's taken, as much as it's a tragedy, SB 277, this was and is, I believe, the wake-up call for the rest of the country. And we're seeing it. Black, white, rich, poor, everybody coming together on this issue. And when more people know that that other people have their back, they'll be more, let's say, apt to speak out on this, apt to step up and join in this pushback.
Yes, and I'll add the medical community is now a part of the resistance, because reading between the lines of this Santa Barbara letter, this actually is simply weeding out doctors. So I've personally believe this letter has nothing to do with the kids. I think canceling some vaccine exemptions is a cherry on top, but what this is going to do is going to find those doctors that are still giving exemptions, and it's going to lead to the witch hunt, because in the letter it says the pilot program is going to look over and see which vaccine exemptions meet SB 277 criteria. Well, it would have been easier just to pass around a short little memo to tell doctors before they wrote the exemptions how to meet that criteria. Now they have the doctor's name and the child's name and the parent's name, so they can go after which doctors are doing this and apply pressure, which is a reality. Although a lot in the mainstream medical community will say it's not happening, it is an absolute reality that these doctors are getting major pressure in the pocketbook and also legal pressure. That's some other information I wrote about Dr. Caleb. He came out and said, that he will no longer vaccinate, and that post is no longer there. And there's stories that he is going through some pushback as well. So
right, Dr. Kalb in Nashville, that's right. We talked about that last week. We even had him on a couple of weeks ago, and the doctor's being willing to speak out. This was the whole idea behind Andrew Wakefield and the attack on Wakefield, to make it global so that the doctors would be in fear if they stick their heads out and say what is true, what is factual, that they could be Wakefielded, and that became a verb.
Yes. And in my mind, every doctor is being Wakefielded right now unless they stand up. There's no more silence is no longer an option. It's no longer an option. If a doctor wants to practice anything close to medicine at this point and not be simply a cog in the wheel for the state's vaccine push, time now to speak out to stand with the parents. It's over. And I urge everyone to send this letter from Santa Barbara, which is circulating online, to their doctors and their medical professionals, because it'll push the issue for them too. And that's what we want. They fired that shot, and it's time to talk about what's happening in reality. And what the reality is, the doctors are, it's a witch hunt for the doctors practicing mm-hmm. exemptions.
Doctors, your silence is consent at this point. It always was, but now it's becoming more difficult to do what you got in the profession for. As the vaccine fascism, which reared its ugly head in a big bad way in California, but waking up the American population to recognize, you know what, this isn't even about vaccinations. This is about government intrusion into your life, your sanctity, your sovereignty, the sovereignty of the family, the sanctity of the family. And Jeffrey Jackson, independent journalist, helping us cover it all so well. Thank you, my friend, for being here with us today.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Wrapping it up with either a cannabis or water update, maybe a water and cannabis update. I don't know how we can combine them.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I was trying to figure out whether we were going to do a cannabis story or a water story. And then on the break, Jeffrey Jackson, before he left, said, well, you could talk about a water bong. That combines both. I'm like, no, that wasn't where this was going. They're super dumb. It was about a cop who was accused of going on patrol wearing an I Love Weed hat.
Yeah, I don't think that's a standard issue.
No, but the thing is, you're less likely to be beaten up by a cop who actually likes cannabis. He would be a calm cop, I will say that.
Or maybe attacked by stoners, right?
Right. Oh, yeah, that too.
There you go.
No, we're going to talk water because we barely squoze him into the show. And he's hydrated, so he can handle it. Paul Baratero, robertswater.com. You know Echo Water. We've talked about it for a long time. Paul, how are you doing up there in New York City?
I am good. How are you? It's a gorgeous day up here. 85 degrees.
So trying to get out of town, not easy when parades are happening, but I wanted to hear from you because Superdon found this story headlined, What is Alkaline Water and Can It Really Help with Heartburn? Now, I thought that we had already resolved this issue, but apparently there's mainstream media sources that don't get the concept of what really is special about the ionized water like the Echo Water. Maybe you can answer some questions here on this article.
Well, it's an interesting article because the doctors or the scientists and doctors that were researching it said that, yes, it can help with acid reflux, which is we've been telling people for years, if they do have an acid reflux problem, it will help, from a perspective of a Band-Aid, not fixing the source problem, because we don't, I think people need to figure out why the acid is there in the first place and if there's an issue. But yes, the studies show that if they're drinking water at 8.8 pH or higher, there is a slight buffering action, similar to drinking milk or taking a Tums. Not as good, obviously, as taking a Tums, but the point is there was a slight bit of buffering action shown when they did the study, and then that's fine. I mean, that's favorable. People could use it for that reason. Sometimes I find that helps. Sometimes, it doesn't, so it depends on the situation. But you know, we don't sell it, obviously, for the purpose of acid reflux. We sell it for hydrogen.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yes.
You know, reducing oxidative stress and the other things that that we know it helps with and are documented. But, you know, hey, people have been saying for many years that it will reduce acid reflux and what have you, and it's good that this study showed that it did.
Yeah, even in that interview that we have up at robertswater.com from years ago when I had Dr. Batman Gelage on, and he talked about curing these kinds of things with water in prison in Iran when he was a political prisoner.
Right.
So we know
right.
the benefits, but again, now the controversy, of course, with water is issues of water quality, and beyond alkalinity or acid, the role of molecular hydrogen, which is now the most exciting area of inquiry.
Right, right. No, I agree, and you know, that's what I lecture on almost weekly now. It's getting amazing doing so many lectures all the time, but you know, we are showing the science behind hydrogen and the fact that it is reducing oxidative stress and inflammation and a number of different neurologic issues because of ghrelin secretions that are mm-hmm. stimulated by hydrogen gas. So, you know, many different neurologic issues can be helped with that. Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, autism, on and on it goes. So even bipolar and schizophrenia can be helped. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's where we focus our attention. And yes, there could be, there's many other benefits. You know, it's amazing when we talk about the fact that the acid water can kill E. coli and Salmonella and MRSA, staph, as long as there's, you know, the hypochlorous acid in the water, which we have 35 to 50 parts per million. So, mm-hmm. yes, there's a ton of fringe benefits, but the reality is, you know, we're selling it to reduce oxidative stress and inflammation because of the molecular mm-hmm. hydrogen dissolved in the water.
Dude, I just heard your new slogan, water with fringe benefits.
That's right.
Awesome. Echo Water, of course, is the brand we have. It's the form we've been utilizing for years here. Paul Baratero, my good buddy, who's out there teaching the world on it, traveling all over, lecturing on it. And what's the toll-free number for those that want to reach out to you?
1-800-337-7017.
800-337-7017 and ask for the Robert Scott Bell Show special. He'll take care of you. And they're also wonderful and kind down there. They love talking to you. I hear great reports, Paul.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Safe journey home. We'll catch up soon. Of course, we'll keep you up to date on the news with perspectives you won't get anywhere else in the mainstream media. Thank you to Jeffrey Jackson. Thank you to Joni Abbott. Thanks to Super Don. Thanks for Justin on the board. And back tomorrow with Advanced Medicine. In the meantime, tell your friends what I'm telling you. It's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Tide Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.